The Christmas tree at the U.S. Capitol this year will come from Colorado, specifically near Meeker in the White River National Forest. The man tapped to drive it to Washington is former U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell. First, of course, the chosen tree, an Engelmann spruce, must be cut down.
There's a crane that holds it up while it's cut so it can lay it down very slowly. It doesn't fall like a timber and everybody runs and gets out of the way and it crashes down, breaking limbs and everything. It's not done that way. It's very, very carefully laid down in a cradle that is on the trailer bed, which is an extendable bed, because the tree is about 65 feet long. So the truck and trailer, after the trailer is extended, is roughly 100 feet long. And I didn't know it, but a tree, after it's cut, it will feed for a while, just like a flower does in a vase when you put fresh-cut flowers in a vase. So by the time the tree gets to Washington, it's still fresh, supple and, you know, pliable and green.
The drive to Washington will take 23 days, leaving Meeker after a celebration there Saturday. The tree will make frequent stops before leaving the state in Steamboat Springs, Montrose, Alamosa, Colorado Springs, Denver, and Greeley, just to name a few.
This time I think they're building sort of a structure with big windows on the side so you can actually see the tree from the side.
It's not erected at each stop.
No, it'll just stop. And there will be a like a boardwalk, you know, that's about the level of the trailer that people can walk up the stairs and walk along the side and look and see the tree inside.
Senator Campbell says this is the second time he's driven the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The last time was in 2000. His long experience behind the wheel may have something to do with it.
Ever since I was a teenager, I got through college by driving a semi. And the only difference with this is it's so long, but they, you know, police go with you. There's police escorts. And I tell people, it's kind of fun having red lights and sirens in front of you than chasing you.
Well, once the tree arrives in Washington later this month, it will sit on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol, festooned with ornaments made by Colorado children depicting this year's theme, celebrating the great outdoors. You can see a photo of the tree as it looked in the forest at cpr.org.